And what was your initial reaction up here when you first arrived? Was it bleak or?
It was in winter.
Yes.
It wasn't the right time to arrive, and in fact, I came up by rail and you know, used the bus in and out to site and all the rest of it.
Yep.
But down south, I got an old, can't remember, the Ford Prefect, 1949 Ford Prefect or Ford Anglia, and I thought, well, that's not going to do us up here. So we bought an Austin A55, I think it was, Austin Cambridge, and I went down to collect this in the following February, and I'd arranged to pick my wife up, and by that time Helen, the eldest, who's now the eldest daughter, and bring them up for a look round.
Oh, they hadn't been up before?
They'd not been up before.
Right.
No, they didn't know what they were coming to.
Yeah.
So I went down for a few days to stay with them, and then we drove up, and, you know, we got as far as Bonner Bridge, and we thought, you know, the road goes on and on, and
yeah.
We eventually got here, and they were staying with some friends, and I was in Ormley Lodge, because the friends had got room for her and the babe, who was only, well, she'd be three and a half, something like that. So I was still in Ormley Lodge, but I kept saying to Mary, the Orkney Islanders are over there, the Orkney Islanders are over there. Been the week she was here, she never saw the Orkney Islands, they were always
mist,
in mist and cloud and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
But no, she went back down on the night sleeper to London at the end of that time. But we had to wait until, I think it was June or July, before we got a house. I think one contract had run out, and I hadn't renewed the next one until that had run out. And so, as I say, you know, what was going to be 2 months, 3 months, grew, and it was about 8 or 9. But we eventually moved into Strathmore Road.
Okay, yeah.
Which was, at that time, they were the last houses on the estate. All this bit hadn't been built at that time.
Okay, right.
And they hadn't initially fenced off the gardens, so we looked out one day and there were sheep roaming around the garden. Mm-hmm. And Helen, I say she was only about 3 and a half at the time, one day she came roaring in, Mummy, come and look at this big sewing machine. And this was the tar machine laying the road.
All right.
You know, she, at that age, she didn't know what it was, but
yep,
thing that came into her mind.
Yeah, yeah.
A sewing machine.
Yeah. So the estate was still being built when you arrived, basically.
Oh yes, yeah, yes. Yeah, yeah. No, as I say, we had to wait. You know, this the houses at this sort of at that end of Pennyland up to Strathmore Road were still being built when I arrived, and well, the one in Strathmore Road, you know, we had to wait for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
But it was a good communal spirit, because I'd met up with another shift manager and his family, who were very nice, and they got a floor scrubber, so they lent us the floor scrubber, and we lent it to the fella next door to scrub his place out, and, you know, sort of all that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was a good community. I mean, we by that time, we'd got Jenny, number two. She'd been born in 1959. And she in fact, was only about 5 months old when I came up here. So I left Mary with her. By this time, we'd sold the house, and Mary had moved in with her parents, who'd got an old Victorian three-story house. So she'd got a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
But she got Mum and Dad to babysit and, or give her some relief, you know.
Yeah.
We went into Strathmore Road, and as I say, we had a babysitting circle,
mm-hmm.
and money never changed hand. We always got awarded points, you know, a point for an hour before midnight and, I don't know, 2 points after. So we reckon if we had a late sit, somebody going to a dance or something, if we had a late sit, we could go to the cinema 2 or 3 times on the strength of that.
Oh, I see.
But no, as I say, that, you know, everybody, it was a, I suppose, to some extent, a pioneering spirit.
Yeah, yeah.